We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That was Kevin Harlan, TNT. Lakers got beat yesterday. Sixers took a 2-0 lead over, or Sixers lost.
Yeah, 2-0 Knicks. Well, but before we get into that, I want to give some credit to Joe Spadoni because it takes a big man to come back with that highlight when you watch your team lose on a walk-off buzzer-beating shot. I'm sure it didn't feel good. I'm not going to lie, Spadoni, I watched the entirety of the game, but I know there was a blown lead, and I just want to tip my cap to you and say you're the bigger man today.
Appreciate it, Evan. You know.
Now, does that mean anything?
It is what it is. I fully expected it. It's nice of him to say it, but it's part of the job. I get paid to do that, so it's fine. I have to put my personal feelings aside for the audience sometimes when I'm in this role.
No, you don't. No, you don't. That's what you don't put aside.
I feel like I would be doing the listener a disservice if I did not play a highlight from one of the best games all season.
All right.
It was a pretty good game.
Warrior fans, you wish you could get beat at the buzzer in the first round. That's what you can do stuff like that.
No. I'll just say this. When the Warriors got eliminated, I didn't say anything. That's just all I'm going to do.
It was a Saturday.
That's true.
Lots of things to do. I mean, look, it's the weather's been fantastic. I guess not today,
but a little hazy.
But no, this weekend was fantastic. I mean, I don't know. It's just it is weird. Don't get me wrong. It is strange not watching the Warriors in the postseason or feeling like, okay, I got to lock in. You know, Tuesday, Thursday, they're playing these days. But in a way, watching stress-free basketball. Sorry, Spadone. It ain't the worst thing in the world, to be honest.
I'm going to be honest with you.
What?
What are you eating?
Yeah.
I just finished the bagel.
Yeah, you can see it in his teeth toast. On YouTube and Twitch.
I'm going to have some poppy seeds in my teeth.
Powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
It sucks that the Warriors aren't in the playoffs. It sucks.
Charles, I'm too upset about it, though.
I mean, look, you don't understand how I set my weeks up. Oh, Warriors play Tuesday and Friday.
That's true.
Okay, so where am I watching the game Tuesday? Well, I'll watch Tuesday at home with my daughter. Wednesday, I'll go out. Yeah, they F things up for me, too. Come in on a day like today, they may be at 1-1 against Oklahoma City. I don't get to hear Guru say, Steiny! Steiny, they got a run in them.
That's true. The moment the Warriors lost, the thought did not run in my mind. Man. How's Matt Steinmetz feel about all this? It's tough.
Well, of course. I mean,
how's it going to affect Steiny's day-to-day life now?
This is where the fandom comes out. It's not necessarily a fan of these teams, but it's a fan of the experience surrounding them.
Absolutely.
I mean, you got to figure out which cafeteria you're going to be at. You know, when you're going to watch the game with a friend, with family. We're going to be rooting on the... Well, I don't know about that part.
Here's the problem. The problem is...
Watch game three over at your house this week, Steiny.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
After the NFL draft.
The problem is that clearly...
Steiny needs that.
A majority of the... Or a good percentage of the Warriors fan base has moved off the idea that they can win a title. At least next year. But not my partner. That's the problem.
Who, me?
No, Goo.
Oh.
You know, Goo thinks...
Hey.
Yeah.
Get off the guy.
I mean, listen.
He's having a hard day.
That's true. What was that for?
What was that one?
Oh, that was
He's
the
passing the ball.
Oh, boy.
He takes a swing. I don't see what happened. We're on the delay. Oh, boy.
Watching it from here, because I think we were watching the same angle. Like, right. you were watching on the screen, and I was back here in the studio. I felt bad. I felt bad for the turf. Felt bad for the club.
It's tough to take that kind of divot with a driver.
Okay, so Jamal Murray took a...
I felt bad for Guru a little bit.
Well, I kind of. I took a... So yesterday, Jamal Murray's shot was tie game, you know, walk off, whatever. But the shot before to tie the game with 29 seconds left, like, there's a pressure that I think might even be more than the walk-off, because if you don't make that shot, the game's essentially over.
Right.
There is a ton of pressure in taking the first drive of any tournament. Like, at least as an amateur. I'm sure as a pro, you just get up there, you swing. But no, like, if you're playing golf and you're starting a tournament like you had to do yesterday, there's a lot of pressure in that shot.
Yeah.
And, you know, the first one didn't go well, but second one, got it off the tee, hit it over the water, at least as far as I could tell.
It was close, let's put it that way.
Okay.
Here's the question I keep asking myself,
yeah.
And I did this a lot yesterday, because, again, I think he's the most important person, but Joe Lacob, do you think this is enough for Joe Lacob? You ready?
Yeah.
You re-sign Clay at a fair number. You let Chris Paul walk. You sign somebody to the mid-level.
Tyus Jones.
You think that's enough for Joe Lacob? I don't. And that's the one part where I disagree with a lot of some Warrior fans who think that Joe's overly worried about selling out the building, like, after this era is over. Because I think he's looking at it like, well, it's either over now, or it's going to be over at the end of next year, or it's going to be over at the year after that. But it's going to be over. It's either over now, or it's almost going to be over pretty soon. So I do not think... that Joe Lacob is going to be okay with the status quo, but there may not be, like, I think he's going to try to do a lot of different stuff, but I just don't know what's going to be out there.
Well, and that's why I don't think, is a non-playoff team good enough for Joe Lacob? No. But what's the best you can be? I think that's also the question you have to ask, is what's realistic? Like, how much better can you get between now and next season? If you think it's 5 games, 10 games, if there's a move out there that can get you into the 50-win category, well, then I think he's going to be open to doing anything to achieve that. I just don't think he, along with the rest of that front office, see anything out there that right now, at least, is good enough to just all of a sudden tear this thing down to the seams. And it's not about selling out the building. It's about remaining competitive. I mean, maybe they're also looking at this season and saying, well, 46 wins next year might be good enough for a top 6 seed. And then we get to host some playoff games and see if we can make a run. Like, I also, one of the reasons why I do think that fans,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of ones that have called in lately, are not looking at this team like a title team, is because we're starting to not hear the aggression or, I don't know, just sense of urgency from, example, Mike Dunleavy in his exit interview that indicate that they believe that they're a title team. the indication from the franchise itself is that we think we're a good team. We're going to try and be competitive, try and make a run here, see what we can do. I have heard nothing since the end of that season, Steiny, against the Sacramento Kings, that indicates to me that those people in that building believe that they are all of a sudden going to transform back into a championship contender, especially watching what we've seen in the first round of these playoffs.
I tend to believe it. And again, I know that they were good on the road, but there's no way, this past season has been good enough for Joe Lacob. Like, there is no way he's okay with sitting at home when over half the league makes the postseason, and he's won four titles, and he's still got Steph Curry, that he's okay with this. And now, to me, again, don't forget, and because people think, oh, he's not okay with losing. Yes, he was. He was okay with losing when they traded Monte Ellis. Like, don't forget, like, Joe Lacob, when he says, oh, the goal is to always be competitive. The goal is to always be, yeah, that is the goal. But sometimes to be competitive, you might have to take a step backwards. And he was not afraid to do that at the beginning of the dynasty in 2012. He took a step back knowing that Monte Ellis was healthy, Andrew Bogut was hurt, and that they were going to lose. They were going to lose, but he did not want to lose a draft pick that turned into Harrison Barnes. And they tanked halfway through that season. So that's the other thing I don't put past him. If he's got to make a move like that, I'm not saying it would involve Steph Curry, but I'm telling you, he would just say, sometimes you got to take a step back to be competitive in more of a hurry. I don't think he's afraid of that particular scenario because he did it before. Now, he didn't do it when they had four titles, but doesn't that give him more wiggle room or more goodwill from the fans?
I think in one way, you're kind of shackled a bit more by the championships because of the expectations and all the rest. But secondly, I also think those moves made sense. Like, it wasn't as if, I mean, you were trading a fan favorite, yes, in Monte Ellis, but how good were you really with him? Like, I think that's the other thing you have to consider, too, is that was not a place in the Warriors' history that was very bright. So whatever move you made, I mean, you had like ammunition to fall back on of, well, this previous front office made this trade, there was that bad trade. I mean, the franchise was accustomed to every trade that the Warriors made or every draft, most draft picks that they made, just not panning out.
Right.
So in a way, there was a lot of freedom back then. And he pulled a lot of correct strings. And in fact, you brought this up in the Vine last week, and I thought it was interesting. Like, what's the best move that Joe Lacob has made? Because he's going to have to make a great move, right, or a couple of great moves this offseason to get this thing back on track and back to where he wants it to be, which is contending for a title. The best move that I thought that he made was hiring Steve Kerr and Bob Myers, because I think those were two guys that at the time were a little unproven in their specific roles, and it took a lot of trust and it took a leap of faith, which is a big reason why the Warriors are in the position they are now, not just those two people, but the leap of faith of trading Monte Ellis to clear room for Stephen Curry. The leap of faith, you know, to take a step back, to tank, to assume that your front office is going to make the correct decisions to make it competitive. I think Lacob might also be looking at this offseason from that standpoint of, well, I put these people in positions of power for a reason. Maybe I also need to let them do their jobs.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking Warriors. The first week of the playoffs, or at least the first 4 or 5 days, to me, has been pretty impressive. When you watch the playoffs, let me ask Warrior fans that, because I think that's where we got to start. When you've been watching these playoffs, do you see the Warriors as, well, we belong? We're right there. We just had some things not go well for us, but we're right there. We could be with any of these teams. Maybe not the top half, but, you know, we're as good as the Lakers. We're as good as the New Orleans Pelicans. We can play with the Mavericks and the Clippers. Or do you look at the playoffs and say, you know what? We're further behind than I thought. The season ended. I was disappointed. But now I've seen the playoffs and realize we don't belong. We don't belong in the playoffs. We're not as good as these teams that are playing right now. Like, to me, this all begins with whatever Joe Lacob thinks. Not what we think. What does Joe Lacob think is a realistic assessment of this team? And that to me is the inherent challenge that the Warriors have. Because I'll give them. They're not terrible. They won 46 games. They have some young pieces that are coming off really good starts to their career. They still have Steph Curry. But I think we got to get out of the notion that a two or three really good moves get them back into the NBA Finals or as a title contender. Like, I do think that's holding the team back in a way. If that's the only, like, if your avenue is, well, bring it all back, or we need to make a few moves to get us right back to the title, like, what's in between that? Like, you can't even try to say, well, we're going to make a couple moves this year that we think will get us back to about 50 wins, and then maybe next year we'll have a little flexibility and we'll go try to get this guy, and then we're back in 2 years. Like, you can't even go about it under that timeline if you're still hell-bent on, we've got to be a title contender next year. But what about 2 years?
Well, but in a way, I think the reason why they're in a spot now where we're talking about all these different decisions is because they don't have much flexibility. Or financially speaking, like, they have, what, two players that are owed three more years on their deals. It's Draymond and Wiggins. Neither of those two players, Draymond probably has a better contract. Wiggins is not a good contract. Curry has, what, you know, over $100 million left over 2 years. That's not something that, even if you wanted to, is easily movable. Klay Thompson's the easy, but, like, there aren't players right now on the team, I think, that allow them flexibility outside of Chris Paul. I think that was the understated part about that deal last offseason. It was geared for this summer, and I think that's the direction they're moving in. I think the Warriors are trying to remain competitive while also gaining flexibility so that if and when you decide that this thing is officially dead, not the dynasty, because I don't think you can look at them as a champion or dynastic team anymore, but just when you decide that it might be time for Curry to either retire, or, I don't know, if you ask for a trade, God forbid, or you decide this offseason that Klay is no longer here, that you don't want, like, when you decide that this thing, whatever the iteration of the Warriors is with the big three and Steve Kerr, is officially dead, you cannot be in a place where you don't have a future to look towards. And that means draft picks, that means contracts, I think the Warriors are trying to figure out how to position themselves for the next couple of summers while still being competitive. Not winning it all,
right,
but being a competitive team that could make a run. I think last year was probably the place that they're looking at as best case scenario, which is a team that dealt with a lot, that had ups and downs for certain players, but still managed to win a first round series and upset a three seed, get into the second round, maybe make some noise. Like, that to me is the most realistic path, or the best case scenario path, for this team next season.
Yeah, and the other thing that, you know, I've always thought about Steph Curry is, don't take his kindness for weakness. And I mean, think about if we had another superstar here. Like, James Harden would want out right now, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he probably would have asked out.
Like, he would want out right now after this year. The GM would be Daryl Morey, or the GM would be Mike Dunleavy, and James Harden would say, why don't you just move me? We can't, I don't have enough here, and you can get more for me than anybody else. Like, the league does have a history of trading. You know, I remember when the little different circumstance, but, you know, Detroit had Grant Hill, and they finally moved him to Orlando, and they got Chucky Atkins, and they got Ben Wallace, who nobody had heard of, and everybody thought, oh, we lost Grant Hill, and they ended up winning a title a couple years later. Nobody ever thought they'd trade Grant Hill and win a title, but they had some good pieces, and, it, you know, did they stumble into it? Yeah.
Also, they weren't coming from a place, I mean,
yes,
they weren't coming from a place of championships, at least in recent memory. I know they won in the late 80s twice, but then there was a period that allowed you to get someone like Grant Hill because they were bad. So I don't know. I mean, maybe it is going to take a couple of down years, and maybe that is what's facing Golden State. I also think that's why people are talking about or considering the unthinkable, which is trading Stephen Curry, because the other part of it too is, Steiny, it would be much easier to trade a guy who's 36 than a guy who's 39. And to actually get something of worth in return to restart your franchise, to get a bevy of first-round picks or young, promising, talented players. Yeah, like, I don't think Curry's trade value is getting any higher. I think that's another reason why people are bringing it up.
I think you're right. Here's another reason why people are bringing it up. We always look at it this way, and it's this. Hey, Warrior fans, let's keep an eye on a team that falls apart in the postseason, and then we can go after their star. I look at it almost in another way. Like, I look at, could there be an opportunity for something like this? All right, let's see who falls apart, and then let's see who might think they're Steph Curry away from winning it all. And listen, I mean, you know, if Philly, let me just throw some crap out there. But if the Pelicans get beat in the first round, okay, and they're sitting there with McCollum and Zion, and they don't think Zion wants to be there, but they like Ingram, and they've got some good young pieces with Murphy the third. I mean, you put Steph Curry on the Pelicans, they're probably a title contender, right? For Zion Williamson.
I mean, if you're swapping best players, perhaps. I mean, to me,
what if the Sixers? What if the Philadelphia 76ers flame out? They know they have to pay Tyrese Maxey monster money,
yeah,
but they just don't. They're just not ready to do it. You think they'd like to pair Curry with Embiid?
Yeah,
how would Maxey jumpstart the Warriors?
He'd be awesome.
Again, I'm just. But that's the kind of trade, or that's the kind of move. Is does something happen with the Timberwolves where they think they're a Steph Curry away? Rather than a Mike Conley. And then you start looking at those young pieces. Again, do I think it's going to happen? No, but it's just another way to look at things, E.
Well, look, everything's on the table. And it's interesting because we're talking about a team that doesn't have a first-round pick. Meanwhile, the 49ers do have a first-round pick for the first time since they traded for Trey Lance. And it's almost like the Warriors, I don't know, Steiny, like their immediate future is... It's fascinating and it's interesting, but you do have to weigh how much the wins and losses are going to also point you towards, I guess, like your view of the big three.
Right.
I mean, do you really want to see these three guys if they're not a playoff team? So, for example, I was going down some of the win totals for like Kobe, you know, Dirk. Duncan, again, was the only one that kind of had it right, although he contributed to that by not taking very much money down the stretch of his career.
Right.
But Nowitzki, I think his last season was 26-win team. 33 wins the year before that. Like, do you really want to watch Steph Curry, with or without Klay and Draymond, play for a 35-win basketball team? Is that good enough for people? To your point, I'm not sure that's good enough for Lacob, but if Curry says he wants to retire here, that might be what you're looking at, and it's going to be about all the moments and reflections. And we're just going to be sitting up here wondering what the hell happened.
I mean, do Warrior fans ever ask themselves, why would Steph Curry want to stay here for the next 2 years?
Because he's loyal. Because he's not James Harden.
That's fair. But I think that's, what if that's the only reason? Because he's loyal. But maybe he knows. Maybe he knows it's over here. I don't know. And if he does, I mean, if he does, why wouldn't he say, let's do everybody a favor? You know why? Because we can't ever envision him doing that, right?
I can't. That's where I think I'd like to believe that he's different. Like, I don't think Curry is looking around the league and saying, I want to go chase a title with that team. Maybe he does. I don't know. Well, I just don't view him like that.
No, and I don't either. But, you know, I also didn't view him as a guy who would get so emotionally distraught during a game that he was, you know, kind of despondent. I mean, the funny thing is we don't, like, we don't know exactly where Steph is right now with this team and how confident he feels moving forward. And to me, I guess that's the biggest part. Can we assume Steph's happy here right now?
I think we can.
Okay. Can we assume he wants to stay here? Does he, you know, do we know if he thinks a title number five is within his realm here? I don't know.
He probably doesn't look at it as a certainty anymore like he used to. But I also think probably we're going to hear a lot about, well, they didn't think we could do it, you know, coming off of 2021. And that's the reason why we are in the place we are, Steiny. But again, if Steph Curry wants to be a Golden State Warrior, he will be one. And I think there's 99% of the fan base that would welcome that.
I think you're right. As long as he wants to be here, I think he'll be here as long as he wants. 888-957-9570 is the number. Look, it's a simple question. Would you even consider moving Steph Curry if you thought that you could fast track getting better more quickly than it looks like it's going to happen? 888-957-9570. Is that what forward-thinking franchises do? Or is that absolutely, positively the craziest thing you've heard today? 888-957-9570. That segment was brought by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.